if you break the game down into its segments, you'll say that in the first 20 minutes we were the better team. We concede two goals from set plays. We get a man sent off. Everything that could have went wrong tonight did go wrong. My trusted and tried players didn't do their jobs early in the game, and we concede. Ryan McBride's been our best player this season, and he doesn't jump against Gartland. And as a manager, you show them and you instruct them and you give them information on where corner kicks are going to go and the alternatives that they might use. And I got my preparation bang on, but the players didn't. And it was uncharacteristic of people like Ryan and that. Fantastic centres, best centre back in the league, and he doesn't pick him up. And then the second we don't pick up the boy Finn, I think it was, scored the second set piece. And obviously you're down to 10 men and you're 2-0 down, so psychologically that's a big ask. But, you know, the team in football that makes the most mistakes loses the game. Tonight we made the most mistakes. They won the game. They go down the road with a 5-0 victory, which was circumstantial. It was never that size of a score. And, you know, with 11 men on the pitch, we were getting back into that game at 2-0 even. And then we get Ryan sent off. I think it's killed the game. And all the big games in this league, the referees lose control. A slide tackle with no intent or no malice, and he gives him a red. Somebody please explain to me the rules, because he went to ground and he just nicked him. He got there just half a second too late. You could see there was no malice in the challenge. He slid in to get the ball, and if I'm wrong, I'll admit it, but the referee just went for his red card. Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. 40 yards from goal as well.
In terms of on reflecting on a 5-0 scoreline, Kenny, particularly at home, I think it's perhaps the heaviest home defeat that Derry have ever suffered. What impact do you think this could have on the team? Because you were saying before the match, you know, potentially a win here could kick you into the title race. What effect do you think this could have on your season?
Not at all. I think that's way over the top. You know, what do you mean it would be? What effect would it have? It's not, I wouldn't say the worst defeat they've had at home.
Well, statistically, I think it is.
Is it? Okay. Under the circumstances, if you break the game down, it wasn't a 5-0. I don't think anyone would think it was a really bad performance against a really good performance. I feel that we give a good account of ourselves in certain parts of the game. We have a lot we can take from it. There was a lot of learning going on tonight for the younger players, and I think we're sitting in the top three in the league, and we should be pleased with the progress so far. And tonight was just a game when everything went wrong, everything. And I will take the criticism if they think it deserves that. But tonight, I can't blame myself for tonight. I really can't. I'm sorry.
Were they difficult to live with in this way that they played?
No, I thought we were in a good position, and until we lost Ryan, we were in a very good position playing up the way, and then we lose Ryan for a bizarre situation that was. How you recover from that during the game is difficult, but I felt they definitely bossed the last 15 to 20 minutes when they had impetus and they had the confidence of the big lead of the 3-4 goals. But apart from that period, we were right in against them.
But just finally for me, you felt even at 2-0 down before the sending off that you still could have been...
Oh, without a doubt.
Well in the game.
I think anybody that thinks different, they're entitled to their views on it. We're playing up the hill. We conceded two from set pieces. We're looking the team most likely. It was more like us getting back into the game and them holding on to their lead than them looking for a third. It didn't give that feature at all. And I have to say that... You know, we can go over the top in our criticism. We're that's what we are in this sport, and I don't see that. I would question my players for the mistakes they made tonight, but apart from that, the best team won. But it was never a 5-0, never.
If I think 2 weeks now until your next game, would you rather a quicker game to sort of get that out of the system?
I would definitely. you would like that as soon as possible.
And sort of how difficult now, you know, you've like 2 weeks, it's sort of a long time until you're in action again.
Yeah, you're right. It's difficult, but you know, I don't want to go over the top of it. That we look at how we can revamp the players' minds and get them ready for the week's work that lies ahead. And you know, I'm proud of what the boys have achieved this season. You know, I'm not going to start mentioning about the worst defeat in their history. I don't know if it is or not, but that's something that I would be very disappointed if it goes into print, because I think we have to talk about the things that it's done. The players need some positive energy, which I will provide, but they also need to reflect not too much on tonight and look ahead to the next game. That's what I would like them to do. If we start putting things like that in the paper and young players read that or in the radio, then that's it's a negative approach, and I would like you to get behind me on that, to try and not dwell too much on the size of the scoreline.
Just on the first half, Gary Rogers did pull off two fine saves. I mean, did you feel it was a pretty flattering scoreline at the break?
Without a doubt, it was. And you know, I even felt at half time we could, like, with 10 men, you have to aspire to be your best, and I even felt at half time we could get back into this, get the 3-1, who knows in football, but that didn't materialise. We started the second half on top, and for the first 10 to 15 minutes it looked like this, as if it could possibly go to 3-1, and then the momentum that we would garner from that would help us to get closer again, but not to be, unfortunately. And
well, you brought Nathan Boyle on, and there was that little injection at the start of the second half.
Yes, I agree with that, yes. And we looked at the team that was, you know, even the supporters, I'm sure, will say that we were going to try and claw back our way into the game. But, you know, they've came and beat Finn Harps 7-0, and by all reports it could have been more. But tonight, I have to say, it was very flattering to them. It really was.
The last 15-20 minutes, like, how disappointed were you that you let in the sort of the fourth and fifth goal? I mean, because they did have, every time they went forward there seemed to be that threat that they might add to their score.
Yeah, well, there's a psychological thing there where players are trying to keep it down, and I've been in these experiences before, and you know, we get stronger from it. We will, there's no doubt about it.
And finally, just how good is that Dundalk side compared with the rest of the teams in the league? Is there that massive gulf there that some people talk about?
No, there's not. I think they've done brilliant to get there. But I genuinely feel on tonight's showing, and this might seem ridiculous, there's parts of our game where we match them. You look at the set pieces, and you know, percentage-wise, we've scored more goals from open play than any team in the league. From open play, that is. I look at Cork. I look at Dundalk. I would like to think in 2 years' time, the progress that we're making on and off the pitch will be there for all to see. And this is just a setback we've had within that journey.
And just one other thing. You spoke about the attendance at the last game. The crowd here tonight, they did come out in bigger numbers, all right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, and I expect that. That's just good. And I feel sorry for the support that we couldn't give them a victory. But they'll have seen that the endeavour we had. And, you know, when you lose your captain and your leader, it puts a big hole in your team, you know. Sometimes when you lose, like, our last away game at Galway, we lost. We had a player sent off from the midfield. We had two carried off, and we dug out a point at Galway, which was fantastic. Tonight, there was too many errors in our game. But, you know, if you break it down, I wish you guys could watch this game. There was a lot of quality in our game tonight. And it's difficult for me to say that publicly, because we've just lost by the score. And I think we'll learn from this, without a doubt.